First and family, can you hear that? That is the sound of progress, we hope, being made on our plumbing. Yeah, it's 6:06 on a Friday. A fry.
Yay.
QN.
A.
With J and.
A.
Man, that's right here. Viper style. That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, if you hear any strange noises that kind of vaguely remind you of being at the dentist, it's not your ears. Do not adjust your television. It is indeed the sound of plumbing being done. Something we are growing familiar with. I think it's a smell of like burning or something.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. There's a lot of plumbing work going on. And for those who don't know, we are on the East Coast, so it is 6:07 p.m. at night. Plumber's working his ass off, man.
Working his ass off, yeah. You guys want to talk about controlling the things you can control. Our man showed up yesterday to get started on the repipe of our entire house. And as a business owner, I can empathize with my man. My favorite eatery, Lovebird, for instance, just made a post. Come join our flock. We're looking to hire. Member of the fam just reached out to me in the DMs and said, hey, if you know anyone that could work as a medical assistant, please send them my way. We're having trouble staffing. First in, always looking for great coaches and guides to share the journey with people. People that want to do the work to win the prize, to earn the privilege to coach. Constantly a never-ending situation when you are owning a business. Well, my man showed up yesterday, bright and early, ready to go by himself because the guy that he assigned on the job with him decided to have what could be constituted as an inconvenient time to have an episode
meltdown
of sorts. Which, when my man, the owner of the company we use, was like, hey man, 7:30, you know all the work we have to do, I put you on this repipe, you know, we can talk about this later, but right now we need to go to work. I guess that prompted a speeding off out of the parking lot. Then shortly later, it came back with an attempt at the bro hug, and my dude was like, no man, we're not going to hug this out, I'm going to get to work, you're going to go away, and don't come back. So, needless to say, the owner of the company is here, 6:09 on a Friday evening.
He was here till 6 p.m. yesterday.
Repiping the entire spot by himself.
He showed up at 8 o'clock this morning, too.
Because that's what you do when you make a commitment. You honor it. And, dude, you want to talk about a guy just, one, working his butt off, but two, meticulous with the way he's wanting to do things and the way he's wanting to set things up and the care and the attention to detail. It's funny because I was talking to Eric about this, about how the presentation the guy provided in contrast to the other plumbers that came to bid. His van was wrapped. He was in a uniform. He was very well-spoken. The estimate was given us to us through a web portal. Everything was super professional and he took himself seriously. Awesome guy. You could feel his vibe. Everything was great. We called, got two or three calls back from him the first time we left. I mean, just amazing customer service. Then he shows up to work, flat bill, you know, plumber, ready to just get after it, you know, and it was like, man, you did it. So I told him how great his service was, and he goes, you know, the whole thing is I've worked for different companies. When I started my own, he's like, we're small. He goes, but I wanted to present a bigger image than we are. And I was like, well, bro, that's the same thing, you know, we've been trying to do is just, it's not just me. It's a collection. It's the same thing with him. It's not just him. It's company. And man, just did an awesome job. But this guy is getting after it, and that is why he is the owner.
Two-story repipe by himself.
Yeah, so, but the side note of that is the two-day job may turn into a three.
Yeah.
Might push into a four. I don't know. But hopefully we have some water here soon. He said he's not leaving until we at least have most of the house done. Some of the stuff's a little complicated. He's got to figure out the best way to do it. But I've got to pee, y'all.
Yeah, currently there's no water.
And I'm hoping that
by the time we get done,
I'll be able to pee soon. Now, listen, I got it easy. I can always go out in the yard, introduce myself to the neighbors in a friendly way.
He can.
And be fine with
it. I don't care.
She, not so much. So
I'll have to get back in the car. And I've been finding errands to do today. So we went to Chipotle for lunch because we were like, well, we'll get out of the house. The water's off. There's bathrooms there, right? So I've been going to Walgreens. I went to Publix. It was great. There's bathrooms. We don't have one at the house.
So. Yeah. It's been one of those days. So if you hear anything, well, that's what you're hearing. You're hearing somebody who had the ball dropped on them, who had life throw them a curve, who instead of wilting, decided to rise to the occasion and literally work his ass off to fulfill an obligation. And man, that's what Do the Work, Win the Prize is all about, right? So very, very happy with what he's done so far. The level of work he's doing, the attention to detail, everything's awesome, and I feel for the guy because he's working. But he's a cool-ass dude, so if anybody needs any plumbing in Vero Beach, let us know.
We got you.
We're going to refer you to him. But on that note, let's get things going. Let's get things going. Ian's here. He said he's sorry that we're going through that. Yeah.
You know, we talked about it when it happened, and the cool thing is we were home. So we got to catch it when we were here. We weren't traveling on a trip or a work conference or, you know, at muster with you guys.
Right.
Which is awesome, except we don't want to come home to a flood.
Right.
So we caught it. We were home. It's in a wall that's concrete block. So it's not, you know, we're not flooding the second floor with all the wood frame and the wood floors.
The good news is this morning was the last time we ended the 2-week streak of having to wring out 6 towels.
Yes.
2 to 3 times a day. To collect the leak, because now that the main's getting replaced,
well,
there'll be no more leak. So that's pretty awesome. So that's the celebration. Eric says, hope Pork Chop is dealing with the noise okay. He's been a trooper, man.
He's been good. Thunder is the one thing that gets him, and he doesn't like power tools in his face. So like when he's around the power tools, he tries to eat them.
Tries to bite them.
Thanks for the toy. The plumber loves him. He comes up and plays with him and lets him lick all over his face. So he's fine.
Jason's good people, man. But if you see one of us leave, that's what's going on. So kind of a good call. This was a questionless Q&A because we don't really have anything to talk about. So if you guys do have anything, it is literally free for all right out the gate. So you just let us know if you have anything. We'll throw it in here. And if not, this might be a shorter live call. Members of the First In Coaching team and the first ever First In Coaching cohort, we will be going live after this call. So if you're interested in that, check it out. If not, catch that replay. Coach Kelly, speaking of, happy Friday.
Happy Friday,
Coach. That is an option, Ian, but then it requires getting in the ocean, which requires getting salty and sandy.
Yeah.
And without water to shower, I would rather just pee on a tree.
I'm going to say this too, and I'm going to preface it with, this is Florida. The ocean right now is a little chilly. It's a little chilly. Like for us, real chilly. So certainly not going to get in there. And then, the shower afterwards, which we do have a shower head outside for an outdoor shower, but there's no water yet.
Right. Once they have water, we'll have an outdoor shower for the first time ever, which is cool. Anna says, hey guys, joining a little late. And she says, yes, a couple of reunions ago when I tried to vacuum at the reunion, he bolted up the stairs to eat the vacuum.
He hates power tools.
Yeah, he hates leaf blowers, power tools, drills. For whatever reason, I'm looking at these around here somewhere. For whatever reason, he really gets after it, man.
And he's good about not biting the person, right? Like, he doesn't want the person, but that tool. But he will bite some power tools.
So.
And sprinklers. Sprinkler heads. He doesn't like.
Nate said Chile would be our Minnesota lake.
Yeah, right, and that's why I prefaced it. I got some
friends
that are
up there. In
it's actually cold up there.
Yeah.
It's just cold for us in the water here.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's relative. But like I said, I don't care about the water being cold.
No, rinsing off. You can't even really towel off after the ocean because of the salt. Yeah. So you're just gross and sticky.
Sand. I'm just not interested in it. So that's where we're at, man. So if you hear anything or if we leave or if whatever, it's because there's plumbing going on, which is, hey, you know, it's what we do. We deal with the things that we have to deal with.
It's getting done.
On top of that, though, we really don't have anything to talk about, which is pretty cool. Did get a question in the DMs. from Eric, and I guess this falls in the little support segment about how you can support First In by supporting yourself. Okay. His inquiry, and this is a short one to answer, was, does, and I'll be posting about this soon, the Jocko Fuel, buy one, get one 50% off, can you use the First In fam code on top of that? And the answer is yes.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
We did it.
How do we know? Because we did it. Yes.
We did it.
Yes, we did it. It's funny, and I was talking to somebody else in the DMs about this. A buddy of mine who's not in the fam messaged me, and he goes, what Jocko Fuel products do you use every day?
All of them.
And I said, hey, man. I said, this is going to sound like I'm some sort of paid shill. Like I'm some sort of like dude that I'm on Jocko Fuel's payroll. And I was like, and now that Pete like officially spilled the beans today, I don't know if you guys saw that or not, I shared it, but Pete Roberts, the one of the owners of Origin and Jocko Fuel, like announced that I'm coaching him. And so I was like, okay, well now that Pete spilled the beans, like everyone is going to think like I am this paid shill for Jocko Fuel. Cause I'm riding out to my boy Kyle what I use, and I'm like, bro, get ready. I'm like, I use Super Krill D, Cold War, Good Night, Joint Warfare, Molk, and Go.
Yeah.
And I've got Time War coming to me.
We have Time War
coming. That I will be replacing the D with. And I said, and reading that list, it sounds kind of ridiculous because we pay for all of it. We pay for all of it. And I was like, but now it sounds like I'm this like whatever. And, you know, of course, since I coach Pete, well, I just must be on that list. No, I'm not on that list.
We're not. We buy all of our stuff.
Pete, if you're listening, Pete, if you want me on that list, that's fine. But the thing is like now that you spilled the beans, I'm like, everyone is going to literally think like, oh, well, that's why he uses this stuff. No, man, I use this stuff because I love it, because I believe that what they say is in it is in it.
Oh, use the creatine too.
And creatine and greens. I didn't tell them creatine, but greens too. Creatine and greens. And not only that, but I believe in the mission. I believe in the mission.
We believe in the
that
people
they
behind
stand
it.
For, yeah. The people behind it, everyone we've met involved in that organization, yeah. Everyone that we've worked with in that organization, because we do have several members of Origin Jocko Fuel family. In our family, I believe in everything they do. And, you know, it sounds like, yeah, man, like, oh, yeah, he just must be getting billions of that Jocko money. No, dude, I don't get anything. What they do is they support the crap out of this family. Yeah. And when we do the reunions, I call up another guy who is not in the fam, but he supports us so much that they send us stuff to give to you guys. Yeah. And they give us this ability to have these discount codes.
Hopefully, so, you guys that were at the last reunion have your D3 too, and you're going to get ready to use that for this next winter coming.
That's
up.
Right.
They did send us an entire box of D3 for the fam at the reunion.
So that being said, yes, you can go to JockoFuel.com.
Yep, and David Dittman just said that to Jocko's BOGO on the website.
Yep.
It is.
It
Eric
is BOGO.
Had asked if our code works on top of it,
and
it does.
And the code works on top of it.
Yes.
And that is exactly what we're talking about. So, Eric, you are, yes, big booms
it
in
is,
the house.
Dude.
You can absolutely use it. And we did.
And
we,
it is free shipping
we use
over
a lot of
$99.
Yep, so it's free shipping, plus the code, plus the buy one, get 50% off. If you're not stocking up right now, you're kind of being silly.
Needless to say, we're going to have like 6 boxes of stuff show up at the door.
So get your Jocko Fuel. Nate says, I'm going to catch some protein in the big lake this weekend, chasing some salmon.
Fresh salmon.
Man, I hope, good luck. Good luck on the catch.
Bet it's good.
Ian says, I am listening to Discipline Equals Freedom Part 1. Good timing. There's never a bad time to get buy one, get one 50% off on Jocko Fuel. Sup, everyone. Happy Friday.
That's Alan.
Rojas?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, my dude? I don't know if your code is ever your code. I don't know if your link has ever worked, but just give me an A.
Let us know who you are.
Give me an A. Good to see you, brother. Hope all is well. You've joined just in time to not hear any plumbing noises at the moment.
Yeah.
But we did just, I don't know when you came in, say that if you were going to JockoFuel.com to get one of the BOGO 50% off, you can use First In Fam.
Yeah.
So that is how you may support yourself. Anna says, I'm enjoying my D3 and just sent you my receipts from Jocko purchases last week. Took advantage of the discount. Nice. Yes, you did. And we slid that week your way. So that's killer. Back to free for all. But yeah, man. So that's really the only question that got shot across to me.
No other questions today.
So if anyone has anything, let me know. I don't really have much to ramble about. And since there is this opportunity or potential for us to have to go handle some plumbing, I don't want to get too deep into something that may require both of us.
Yeah,
both of
our attention. If you have questions, please ask them. Don't hesitate to put them in here just because of the plumbing. But if nobody has any questions, we'll talk about a few things, and then it might be a really short call.
It may be. It may be. And you know what? That's okay, because we talked about this last week. When you guys don't have questions, that y'all means you're paying attention. Ian made a really good post this week where he just encouraged everyone to read the stuff that gets sent to you. And I'll further stack on that. I encourage you all to go to the member portal and click all those drop-down tabs and explore. Yeah. Because what Ian pointed out was, being a former skimmer himself, there is a lot of information in there. A lot of information in there. And what I pointed out today, to piggyback on top of that, is I guarantee you, your coach would not take the time to type it to you if they did not think it was worth your time to read it. True. And so understand that there's a human on the other side of every one of those things who is sending you this message. And the humans that send you the on-ramping messages and the onboarding messages have been doing this for a long time, and they're trying to set you up for success right out the gate. So all those little emails that talk about, I don't know, community and FinLive and where the link to the store is and all of those things, those are all questions we've gotten before that we feel might be beneficial to answer ahead of time.
Yeah. They're information that's coming from the team. It's coming right from us.
And especially if your coach is talking to you, there's a great chance that relates to you. I'm not going to say every word that comes out of their mouth is going to be, or out of their fingers is going to be, you know, earth shattering, but I would reckon that they're not going to waste their time trying to waste your time. So what Ian said is, yeah, read that stuff and use your resources, because there's some great stuff out there, man. There's some great stuff in this group. There's some great members of this fam that can share a lot of their successes. There's a great ebook that you can read where a lot of members are sharing their successes too. Eric says, is it okay to share the code?
Yes.
Absolutely. These codes, we negotiate by and large to benefit the fam, but it's not like it's something like we have to keep super, super secret. No. The only code that we will keep super, 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 super secret, and we may, like, you know, show up on your doorstep with a pipe, is the code for muster.
Yeah.
Because Echelon Front does not have to do that for us. So if, for instance, we talk to Jamie or we talk to Jen and she's like, oh my goodness, you guys have 37 people coming. And we're like,
we're going to hunt down whoever
spread
that code.
We gave that code out to 3 humans.
Yeah.
So can you give me a list of names that used it? And we can probably circle back on that one. We might get a little upset about that because we don't want to jeopardize or do anything to let them think we don't value what they're doing for us. When it comes to a discount code on Crustology, that's fair game to give to everybody, because as far as I know, we're the only influencer, we're the only person that has a Crustology code that gives everything to you guys. So as far as I know, it's the only 10% code out there. When it comes to our first in fam code with Jocko Fuel, you know, Eric, gonna be a shock, but I couldn't just call Jocko up and say, hey man, please set this affiliate code up to just give everything to the fam. That's why we do it on the back end, where you send your receipts, so we just give you the money back. We're not here to have affiliate relationships to make you know, millions of pennies. We're here to do it to set our fam up for success. And so if sharing that code helps you keep some troopers stocked up in the game, please do it, man. We're more than happy to do it.
You can share every code just not the muster.
Just not the muster.
Not muster under any circumstances.
Just not the muster one. Which is why it's not first in fam, y'all.
It's just for the family.
Which is why it's not first in fam. The people on the other side of that equation were very smart when they made the code.
Yeah.
Ian says, got a jet plane leaving. All my love to your plumber. Thank you, sir. Today we took it to the enemy. Now to go rest. Rest up on that flight, brother. Hope recovery goes well, and hope you get a safe, smooth flight so you can get plenty of sleep. Troopers in the game, baby.
Yeah,
that's what
do
I'm
it.
Talking
share,
about. Share it. Share it with them. Absolutely, man. And let them know. Get that BOGO. Celebrating that relationship with CrossFit. We all heard Castro's podcast. We know what's up.
Yep.
But yeah, man. What's going on with you guys? I'll tell you what. We've got plumbing. We've got date night tonight. We've got the circus tomorrow.
Yeah, guys, there's one of those traveling circuses coming around, and this one is like a horror slash circus type thing. And they're not allowing kids under 17. Like, there's like an age, there's like 13 to 17 has to have an adult with them, but it can't be under 17. Super excited.
Yeah, we're excited. So it's going to
really,
be like a Cirque kind of horror kind of acrobatic vibe.
Should be cool.
We're doing that tomorrow.
Extra date night.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's really it. We've been a little out of sorts this week, especially the last 2 days with this plumbing thing going on. But you know, man, it's just like anything else, guys. Control the things you can't control. I can't control the fact that I have to pee right now. But I can certainly control to the best of my ability not peeing on Anne right now. So sometimes it's the little things.
Welcome to First In.
Sometimes it's the little things that you have to be thankful for. Gratitude is what I believe they call it in the influencer space. Gratitude.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We do have a couple things coming up later this year we can talk about. Super excited. We have a reunion coming up.
Do we?
Yes. We have an October reunion coming up, and it's super exciting. This is the Halloween one, where we get everybody together and go to Hallow Scream at SeaWorld. A couple haunted houses, some fun. Totally optional, in case anybody wants to know. It gets asked quite a bit. You do not have to go to the haunted houses. You can stay at the Airbnb, totally fine. If you don't know what a reunion is, man, better look it up. Go look up those posts, because it's worth it. We are getting a house in Kissimmee. I want to tell you the dates, but I want to make sure I tell you the right dates.
I think the 18th's in there somewhere. Is there an 18th there?
No.
No?
12, 13, 14, 15 of October.
The 18th is something
else.
Is
the reunion.
Yes.
Yes, the 18th is going into muster. There's a muster right afterwards in Dallas. If you've been to muster, you know it's worth it. It's awesome. If you want to come to the Dallas muster, let us know. They've set up a code for First In Fam for us. We can get you a little bit of a discount. If you are a first responder, military, active, they will also give you a discount. You have to reach out to them. But let us know. That is October 18th through the 20th in Dallas. We're going to be there a few days early. So if you guys want to come hang, do the reunion and muster, or one or the other, we can do that. But if you've never been, it's worth it. If you are even considering going to Dallas muster, we found out that the hotel block is starting to sell out. So at least get your hotel rooms for Dallas ASAP, because not being at the hotel is tough with 4:45 a.m. workouts.
Right. You definitely
kind
miss.
Of a bummer.
You definitely, I mean, listen, it can be done, but you're definitely going to miss out on some of the experience of staying on site.
Yeah. So book your hotel at least if you have any interest in going to Dallas.
Absolutely. And reach out to us if you're not convinced as to why you should attend muster, reach out to us or reach out to some of the fam
that
went last time.
Yeah, they'll let you know.
They'll let you know. Change your life. But outside of that, guys, you know, the stuff you already know, if you haven't subscribed to First In Field Notes, you need to go ahead and hit that up. Fieldnotes.firstinnutrition.com. Send your friends and fam there too. And if you're not aware, Fin for the win. Every person you refer to First In Fam, you will get 4 weeks added to your program. Just had a couple. I asked their coach, I said, hey, ask, you know, so-and-so if they want to split those weeks, you know, between the, you know, the husband and the wife or whatever. And the wife said, no, those are my weeks.
Oh.
So.
Okay. They're yours.
You know, hey, you got them. Four weeks to you. I just don't let, I tried to be the, do the right thing there.
Happy wife, right?
So there it is. I know. I sold my Jeep for my wife. There you go. But yeah, man, that's all we have this week. So these calls get shorter if you don't have anything for us to talk about. And this week, we're not going to try to push the issue. We are going to go live in our team channels. So if you are a member of the cohort or the coaching team and you want to know what we are going to talk about, stand by. Stand by to get some. And if not, man, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll give you guys a few more minutes if you have anything, but no one's really had anything this entire time. I thank you guys for hanging on and bearing with us.
It's been a tough week. We appreciate you guys this week.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So thanks for understanding, that we may not have everything that we normally do to bring to the table, but thanks for being awesome and giving us what you can as well. So on that note, guys, we're going to get out of here. We're going to go live into other groups, and man, we hope you guys have a great weekend. We hope next time we talk to you that we have water that's running through our pipes that are not leaking. And thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being awesome. And thanks for being first in. We will talk to you guys soon. Go to JockoFuel.com. Get your BOGO. Use your first in, fam. Thanks for reminding me, Eric. Thanks for reminding us too, David. And we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.